Hello, Mojo's Cafe.
It is me again.
Ah, Mr. Fritz, how are you?
I was all right, until I had another dream.
Not a dream about U-boats.
The sport? No, no.
No floppy torpedoes?
Floppies? No.
No droopies?
No, no, my dream was about a painting.
Painting?
About a painting.
Are you a painter?
Me, no. My dream was about a woman. She was painting.
She was painting a painting.
She was.
Well, I'm listening.
I was in France. It was in Paris. I was in a studio, a large room. There were paintings everywhere. There were paintings on the floor. There were paintings leaning against the walls. There were paintings on the walls. There were paintings and paintings.
Sounds like she's a painter.
I don't know who she was. But in my dream, I know her. She's standing before an easel that has a large canvas. She is painting. Her brush strokes melt into the painting. They are compressed. They are flattened. So the painting is like a poster. She has packed most of the color into one dense square. It's like she is seeking something in that small square. But there is so much more to her painting. There's a window and curtains with white lace. Through the window I can see the blue sky, the sea, the little clouds, the sailboats. I want her to go back to that window. Everything there is alive, fresh with the soft breeze from the sea. But no, she's going deeper into that darkness, into that small, intense square. I want to ask, what is there? What do you see? What do you want me to see? But I say nothing. She knows that I am frightened. She turns around. She looks at me. I know her, but I don't know this part of her. I want to say, don't go there, leave it alone. And now she takes her brush. Now she enters. Now the darkness melts into her brush strokes. She saw a world of wonders, the beauty of darkness, but seeing it clearly, I cannot. I wake up.
So, her darkness, that compression of color, was what?
I don't know. But now, I am not frightened.
What does seeing it clearly mean? It doesn't mean that you look at something and analyze it.
When you see it clearly, when you look at the flower and see it, really see it, the flower sees you. It's not that the flower has eyes. It's that the flower is no longer just a flower. And you are no longer just you.